Do you know, when I learned these principles years ago and started doing my best to walk like this and walk in obedience to this word, I began to see God do some of the most awesome miracles in the workplace. It was just amazing. You know, I mean, I would pray about everything. I mean, when I first started out, I'm praying about my job. I didn't have a clue I could pray for the sick and get them healed, because I was raised in a Baptist church, and I ain't never heard nobody talk about this. We have talked about prayer, so when I began to understand the principles of walking in faith, I started praying and asking God for wisdom every day for my job. Lord, give me wisdom today to be the best engineer these people got. I want to just blow their socks off, and when they come and say, how do you do these things? I want to say, because Jesus is my Lord and Savior. That's how I do these things. That's how I want to be able to glorify you. And he knew my heart. And so when I started praying for things, he started opening doors, and things started happening. I'd done absolutely miracles in the workplace. I built buildings in record time with record budgets, and they were all blown away. How do you do this? I said, because Jesus lives in here. All the treasures and secrets of the universe are hidden in him, and he's in me. Colossians chapter 1 says, this is the mystery that was hidden before the foundations of the world. Christ, where?
In you,
the hope of glory. And if all the treasures and mysteries and secrets of the universe are in him and he's in you, all you got to do is ask him, and he'll give you the information. Won't he, Betty? You know, you've experienced it a few times. I love telling your story. Some of you may not know Betty, but a few years ago, she was putting a spreadsheet together for a company she was working for, and she was having trouble with the formulas. So she couldn't get the formulas in the right place to make this thing work like it's supposed to. So guess what this crazy woman does? What do you think she did? She prayed. She prayed. She went to the Lord and she asked the Lord to show her where all these formulas went, what they were. And then she praised him and thanks him and goes to bed. And in the night, in a dream, he showed her every formula in that spreadsheet. She woke up the next morning, run in there and inserted all those formulas all over that spreadsheet. And that thing's still working today, isn't it, Betty? Now, is that awesome or is that awesome? What kind of a God do we serve? Awesome. Now, they'd have trouble telling you God's dead, wouldn't they, Betty? I mean, that's just one little tiny thing that I know about. But you probably, who knows how many you have. But, I mean, yes, Bill.
When we get home, I'm going to tell her you said she's crazy.
Now, that ain't walking in love, brother. You want to get cut off in your prayers? You know, I mean, because I said that don't mean he. I know he ain't going to say that. I know that's again, we were kidding. And I said something to Cheryl the other day, and Cheryl said, you know, that sounds to me like light jesting. Uh-oh, I thought, oh, was I condemned immediately? I said, oh, that's right. And God says, how much jesting is there to be among the body of Christ? None, not any. So I said, okay, Lord, I repent. So anyway, it's amazing how powerful our words are. You know that? That's why God told us, no light jesting. No jesting of no kind. You know, you got to be faithful and walk in obedience to his word. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as Jesus walked. So what should be the difference between your walk and Jesus' walk?
Nothing.
None. Not any. Not any. It should be perfect. 7 and 8. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light now shineth. 9 and 10. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even unto now. Let me ask you a question. As a Christian, there's only one thing that we can hate. Evil. Evil. That's right. Evil. We can only hate evil, the devil. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. If you're walking in love and you're walking in the light, are you going to ever have to worry about stumbling? No. You won't never have to worry about it. You know, I believe it's, Dave, correct me if I'm wrong, isn't it Psalm 34 that says that if you're walking righteous, you'll never have a broken bone? Isn't that Psalm 34? Psalm 34:20. Put that on the board. Let's look that up. We'll come back here to verse 10, 1 John 2:10. But let's go to Psalms 34:20. And He keepeth all His bones, not one of them is broken. Isn't that something? Let's go back and see. Let's go 18, 19, and 20, and let's see if we can get it. Psalms 34, 18, 19, and 20. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and save such as be of a contrite spirit. Verse 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. There's your answer. But the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Now then, if you're righteous, verse 20 says what? He keepeth all His bones, not one of them is broken. If that's a promise from God, now did we just read that if you remain righteous, how many bones are you going to break in your life?
None.
None. Not one. Now, let me put it this way. If you've had a broken bone in your life, when it happened, you were not walking righteous before God. I mean, is that what that said, Bill?
Yeah, I was chasing my sister on her bicycle one day, and I fell on and broke my arm.
Yeah. You probably wasn't walking righteous back in them days, were you?
Not that time.
Not that time. Isn't that amazing that God makes these promises in His Word? Now, how many of you would like to go through the rest of your life and never experience not one single broken bone?
Amen.
Now, so what's the goal? What do we got to do? Walk what? Holy, walk righteous before the King, right? Did He make you a promise?
Yes.
Yeah. Let me tell you a story about a man that I've thought about having this man in my church. I never have done it. But this man, several years ago, the Lord spoke to him and told him to go do something. And so he was going to go do it. And another pastor ran into him as he was on the way and stopped him and said, let's go over to so-and-so and do something. He said, I want to go horseback ride. He said, no, I ain't got time. The Lord has laid on my heart. I got to do something. I need to go do it. He said, but you can do it after you go horseback riding with me. So he finally convinced him to go horseback riding with him instead of going to do what God told him to do. Now, he just stepped out of righteousness. So he goes out there and gets up on the back of this great big old horse. And as he swings into the saddle, the big old horse rears up and falls over on his leg. And he hears crack, crack. And he gets up and out of the side of his leg is two bones sticking out. He reaches down and pulls those bones back into place and puts them in there and says, the righteous shall never have a broken bone. And this other pastor saw the bone sticking out of the side of his leg. He gets up. He says, I got to go do what the Lord told me to do. He said, you can't. You got a broken leg. He said, the righteous shall never have a broken bone. I do not have a broken leg. Now, you talk about faith. This is faith. So he gets up. He goes and does what the Lord tells him. And a few days later, of course, this pastor has told everybody that he broke his leg. I saw it. He said, I saw him. And he's standing up there at the podium and he's preaching. And several of the pastors that were there at that little seminar that happened today said, one of them stopped and said, you know, I think his name was Bob, I'm not sure, but he says, we understand that you broke your leg. He said, I didn't break my leg. He said, the righteous, you'll never have a broken bone. He said, I don't have a broken leg. He said, but this pastor said he saw the bone sticking out of your leg. This guy stepped off to the side and says, can a man with a broken bone do that? And they said, well, obviously not. He said, I don't have a broken leg. The righteous shall never have a broken bone. So he goes about 2 months, and his leg gets worse and worse and worse. And every time somebody asked him about it, he said, my leg's healed in the name of Jesus. It's fine. I have no broken bones. And they said, you are lying. He said, no, I ain't got a broken bone. I'm quoting the Word of God. The Word says the righteous shall never have a broken bone. So after about 2 months or whatever it was, two or three months, his leg was hurting him so bad. And he was an old Vietnam vet. And he was a medic in the Vietnam War. So he understood medicine to a degree. He looked down at his leg one morning and he realizes it's got gangrene. He goes out and gets on his motorcycle and says, "Lord, you said in your word you would never test me beyond what I could bear." He said, "But Lord, I'm at the ends of my limits. My leg is killing me. It's got gangrene in it. I know that I've looked at it. I know what's there. But Lord, if you don't do something pretty quick, I'm going to lose this leg and maybe my life." But he said, "I have stood on your promises with no doubt in my heart." He goes out and gets on that motorcycle, broken leg, and he kicks that starter and he cranks that thing up and he rides off. He's riding down the road with all this pain in this leg. All of a sudden he sees a little bitty short guy about that tall standing on the side of the road. You think, "I don't ever pick up nobody, guys. Need a ride. I don't pick up nobody." Just as he goes by him, he hears the Lord say, "Stop and pick him up." He said, "Lord, I don't pick up nobody on a motorcycle." The Lord said, "I told you to stop and pick him up." Now guess what he done? He stopped and turned around and went back and says, "Where are you going?" He said, "I'm going to a certain place." He said, "Well, I'm going that general direction. That's the next turnoff down here." He said, "I'll carry you to that turnoff and then I'll let you off and you go that way, but I'm going this way." Okay, so he said to the guy, told him, I said, "Get on behind me." So he said, the guy gets on behind me. He said, "I take off." And as I pull out on the road, I think, "Did he get on?" "Yeah, he's back there." But he said, "I don't feel anything, like there's no weight at all on behind me." He said, "I ain't never experienced anything like this." So I'm driving down the road, and he said, I'm shifting around a little and thinking, "That's the lightest guy I've ever seen in my life. I can't even tell he's back there." So I finally get to the intersection. I pulled up and stopped, and the guy get off. And he said, "Thank you for the ride." And so I started to take off, and said, this little guy said, "By the way, the Lord said to tell you your leg is healed." He said, "I'm slam on the brake and look back, and that guy ain't there." He said, "There ain't nobody there. I can see 150 yards in every direction, and ain't nobody standing back there." He said, "I leaned my motorcycle over, reached down, pulled my britches leg up, and my leg looks like a brand new one."
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled, "Walk in Love as Jesus Walked," or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.